After lobbing an arrow up and over some brush that hit away an elk cow, Ted Cook made the perfect shot. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
I went down and there was no blood initially, and I followed the trail about 50 yards, and then I found my bloody arrow, and it was a pass-through shot. It turned out it was a perfect shot. Actually, the funny thing is, she didn't bleed a lot externally. I lost the trail that afternoon, so my buddy and I returned the next morning, and we're stalking up the slope kind of alongside the trail the herd went down, and I was confident I was going to find her. Well, I looked to my left, and I see my buddy kneeling down. I see him draw and shoot. And by the way, as we were going up the next morning, the herd was still in there, and the herd bull was bugling right above us. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, my friend got a shot. Well, I went over to him, and it turns out he had seen one elk get up and walk away, and then he saw another elk still bedded, and he shot it. But it was my elk that was already dead from the day before. So he double killed it. But anyway, he found my elk, and the two buddies and I packed it out that day. It tastes great.
Getting back to the shot, there was some heavy brush between you and the cow. You couldn't really see her, but you knew where to shoot by lobbing up and over the brush, right?
Yeah, I draw an anchor at my cheek, you know, with my bow arm mostly straight. And so the arrow has the same arc every time. I shoot the same weight arrows every time. So you can only pull that off if the equation works out.
Using trigonometry skills to harvest a beautiful cow elk. That should go down in the annals of Sportsman Spotlight. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.